At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. Beyond doubt, building unbreakable self-trust and inner guidance. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a topic that's often talked about, but rarely fully understood. Self-trust. If you've ever questioned your own instincts or doubted your own decisions, even when everything inside you felt like it was right, this episode is for you. Self-trust is more than just feeling confident. It's the foundation that grounds us, especially when life feels unpredictable. Imagine it as a silent compass that keeps you on your course. No matter the storm or how strong the winds might blow, our world constantly bombards us with messages about who we should be, how we should act, and what we should want. It's easy to feel lost in that noise, to find ourselves looking outward for guidance when deep down our own inner voice holds the most authentic answers. And yet, listening to that voice, trusting it, often feels like the hardest thing to do. So how do we get to a place where we're able to rely on ourselves without second guessing, without constantly feeling like we need validation from others? And that's what we'll be exploring today. In this episode, we'll discuss how to dismantle self-doubt, how to make and keep small commitments to ourselves, and perhaps most importantly, how to cultivate deep relationships with our inner guidance, our intuition. By the end of today's episode, you'll have practical tools and insights to start building that rock-solid self-trust that won't waver, even in the toughest situations. I'm especially excited for today's topic because building self-trust isn't just about becoming more resilient. It's about living with intention, alignment, and authenticity. It's about creating a foundation that allows you to navigate life from a place of strength rather than fear, grounded rather than lost. And for those of you following along with the Metanoia Madness workbook, today's discussion will give you the opportunity to go even deeper in your personal reflections and exercises. So if you're ready to stop doubting yourself, to start living with conviction, and to finally trust your own ability to navigate this journey of life, let's dive in. Self-trust is the bedrock upon which we build every decision, interaction, and dream. Without self-trust, our foundation is shaky. We rely on the approval or direction of others, and we second-guess our choices. But when self-trust is strong, it's like a beacon, guiding us through even the darkest and most uncertain times. In today's world, where external influencers are louder than ever, fostering this kind of inner strength is more crucial than ever. Imagine self-trust is your inner compass, quietly yet steadfastly pointing you in the direction of your truth. Unlike the constant noise of the world around us, this compass doesn't sway with popular opinion or external validation. It's consistent, unwavering, and deeply personal. Think of it as the difference between navigating your life with GPS that updates every 5 seconds versus navigating with a star that's remained fixed for eons. Self-trust is that star, grounded, eternal, guiding you toward your most authentic self. But let's be honest, building self-trust isn't always easy. Most of us have experienced times when our trust in ourselves wavered, times when we made choices we later regret or felt uncertain about. These moments can chip away at our inner confidence, leading us to rely more on others' opinions than our own intuition. The good news is, self-trust can be rebuilt, even if it feels shaky right now. Consider this, every time you listen to that quiet voice inside, your intuition, you're reinforcing your self-trust. Every time you choose what feels right for you, even if it goes against the grain, you're giving yourself permission to be led by the inner guidance rather than by fear, doubt, or the expectation of others. This is what it means to honor your own wisdom, to truly become your own anchor in a world that often wants us to drift along with the current. Ask yourself, when was the last time you listened to your own voice, undiluted by outside influences? When was the last time you made a decision based solely on what felt right for you, not on what others expected or recommended? These are moments when self-trust is either strengthened or weakened. The more you act from a place of authenticity, the stronger your foundation of self-trust becomes. In this segment, we're going to look at what it means to recognize those moments when you either betray or honor your own truth. We'll explore how to identify the internal signals, subtle but powerful, that lets you know when you're in alignment with your own core self. When we're rooted in self-trust, life has a flow that feels both deliberate and effortless. Decisions don't come with paralyzing doubts, they come with clarity, even when the path is challenging. This isn't because life gets easier, but because trusting yourself gives you resilience. It's the ability to walk into uncertainty, not because you're fearless, but because you believe that no matter the outcome, you have the strength to handle it. Self-trust is not about always being right. It's about feeling at home within yourself, even when things go wrong. It's knowing that despite any mistakes, you can learn, grow, and continue moving forward with grace. Think of self-trust as an unshakable anchor in rough seas. The storms of life may come, but with self-trust, you're anchored, connected to a deeper sense of purpose and resilience that can weather any storm. This journey towards self-trust also invites us to reconnect with our intuition. Intuition isn't a mysterious gift only a few people have. It's the innate ability that grows stronger the more you listen. In a world that often encourages logic, rationality over instinct, leaning intuition might feel unfamiliar, but self-trust and intuition are intertwined. They're a part of the same muscle. The more you rely on your intuition, the more you reinforce your ability to trust yourself, and this feedback loop continues to strengthen over time. In moments of doubt, remind yourself that self-trust is a relationship, one that requires patience, forgiveness, and commitment. Just as any relationship needs nurturing, so does your relationship with yourself. There will be days when self-trust feels fragile, when you're second-guessing everything, and that's okay. Trust isn't built on perfection. It's built on resilience and the willingness to start again. Self-trust is like an ongoing conversation with yourself. Every choice, every challenge is a chance to reaffirm your commitment to your own well-being. Each time you choose your inner truth over external noise, you're not just making a decision. You're reinforcing a promise to honor who you truly are. Over time, this inner bond becomes unbreakable, and with it comes a profound sense of freedom. We're diving into what it means to reclaim your inner authority, to recognize that your unique path may look different than others, and that's precisely what makes it valuable. Building self-trust is not an overnight journey. It's a commitment to yourself that requires time, patience, and practice. Often, it's in the small, seemingly insignificant moments where the true work of self-trust takes place. Just like a muscle, our ability to trust ourselves strengthens with consistent exercise. Each small action, every choice aligned with your true self, reinforces that inner foundation. But how do we begin? Especially if self-doubt has taken up residence within us. One essential practice is learning to keep promises to yourself, no matter how small. Think about it. Each time you commit to something, like waking up at a certain time, drinking more water, or simply setting aside a few moments for reflection, you're making a promise to yourself. When you honor that commitment, even if it feels minor, you're telling yourself, "I can trust me." Start small. Maybe it's as simple as setting intention each morning and sticking to it. The action itself isn't as important as the follow-through. Over time, you'll notice a shift in how you view yourself. Self-trust isn't about grand gestures. It's about consistency in the little things. Another foundational practice is learning to listen to and respect your own boundaries. This might sound obvious, but many of us are conditioned to prioritize the needs of others over our own, leading us to bend, stretch, and sometimes even break our own boundaries. Each time we do, a small part of our self-trust erodes. Boundaries are not walls. They're guidelines for how we allow ourselves to be treated and what we need to thrive. Take a moment to think about your own boundaries. Are these areas where you consistently say yes when you mean no? Each time you honor a boundary, you're reinforcing that self-trust, telling yourself that your needs and limits are valid and worthy of respect. Let's also touch on the importance of forgiving yourself. This may seem counterintuitive, but self-trust isn't about being perfect. In fact, perfectionism often undermines self-trust, setting standards so high that our boundaries fall short. Self-trust flourishes when we give ourselves grace to make mistakes, to learn from them, and move forward without self-judgment. Imagine each misstep as a step closer to understanding yourself, to building resilience. By allowing room for imperfection, you foster a relationship with yourself that is compassionate, kind, and realistic. Another layer of building self-trust is tuning into your intuition. Intuition is that quiet, guiding voice within, the one that often knows the truth before your rational mind catches up. Think of a time when you had a gut feeling about something, perhaps a sense of knowing without a logical explanation. Your intuition and trusting it is the cornerstone of self-trust. Start by noticing when your intuition speaks. It might be a gentle nudge, a feeling of unease, or inexplicable certainty. The more you tune in, the louder and clearer the voice becomes, guiding you toward choices that align with your higher self. Consider self-reflection as another essential practice. Regularly checking in with yourself deepens your self-awareness, helping you identify what's working and what's not. Set aside time, whether through journaling or quiet contemplation, to reflect on your day or your week. Ask yourself, did I honor my needs? Did I act in alignment with my values? These reflections not only provide insights, but cultivate a deeper understanding of your inner workings, reinforcing self-trust as you begin to see patterns, growth, and areas needing of attention. Finally, self-trust thrives when you allow yourself to make choices independently. It's natural to seek advice and perspective from others, but relying too heavily on external opinions can dilute your own voice. Next time you're faced with a decision, take a pause. Instead of immediately asking for others' input, ask yourself, what do you feel is right? Even if it's unfamiliar or uncomfortable, honoring your own decision-making process reinforces your ability to trust yourself. In the end, building self-trust is a journey of choosing, time and time again, to prioritize your own inner voice, your own needs, your own wisdom. It's about being your own ally, showing up for yourself even when the path is unclear. Each step you take, each small promise kept, each moment of forgiveness and grace, these are the threads that weave strong, resilient foundations to self-trust, one that will support you as you navigate life's challenges and triumphs. In the pursuit of self-trust, it's natural to encounter challenges that make you question your path. Building self-trust isn't a linear journey. It's peaks and valleys, moments of clarity, followed by moments of self-doubt. It's in facing these obstacles that the strength of your self-trust is tested and ultimately reinforced. One of the most common challenges is self-doubt. Even when we start to develop a foundation of trust within ourselves, doubt can creep in, especially in unfamiliar or high-stakes situations. Doubt isn't necessarily a sign that you're failing. It's a normal part of growth. However, learning to navigate self-doubt without letting it derail your progress is essential. When self-doubt arises, rather than letting it consume you, use it as a prompt to reconnect with the moments where you did trust yourself and succeeded. Remember those times when you made a choice that felt right for you, even when it was difficult. Another significant challenge is external pressure. Society, family, friends can all unknowingly push you towards choices that may feel right for them, but don't align with your inner compass. This is especially challenging when people you trust or admire have different vision for your life than you do. Navigating this requires courage. Courage to listen to your own voice over the noise. Remind yourself that well-intentioned advice is still only advice. The power of choice ultimately belongs to you. Embracing your own path, even if it deviates from what is expected, reinforces your self-trust. Past failures can also be a stumbling block. For many, past mistakes or disappointments can create an internal narrative that they're bound to fail again. This creates a reluctance to trust in future decisions, a fear of repeating old patterns. The key to overcoming this is reframing those experiences, not as failures, but as lessons. Each experience, especially the challenging ones, holds insights that help you grow. Use those lessons as guides, not limitations, and remind yourself that past outcomes don't define future potential. Fear of vulnerability is another obstacle that often comes into play. Trusting yourself requires you to be vulnerable, to take risks without guaranteed outcomes. The fear of vulnerability can make self-trust feel unsafe, as though you're exposing yourself to the possibility of failure or judgment. But vulnerability is not a weakness, it's a strength. Embracing vulnerability as a natural part of self-trust allows you to take steps forward, knowing that even if things don't turn out as planned, you'll have your own support to lean on. Let's talk about the challenge of consistency. Building self-trust isn't a one-time decision. It's a series of choices made over and over again. There will be days when it's easy to trust yourself and days when it feels almost impossible. During the difficult times, it's helpful to have grounding practices like journaling, meditation, or self-affirmations that connect you to your foundation. Even when you falter, returning to these practices reminds you of the bigger picture and keeps you moving forward. Another obstacle is the inner critic, the voice inside that says, "Who do you think you are?" or "What if you mess this up again?" can be incredibly persuasive, especially if you're stepping into new territory. Learning to quiet the inner critic is crucial. You don't have to silence it completely, but rather learn to hear it without letting it dictate your actions. The inner critic often speaks from a place of fear, not truth. By acknowledging its presence and choosing not to engage, you create space to make choices from a place of trust, not fear. Lastly, patience, or lack thereof, can be a hidden challenge. Self-trust grows over time, and it's easy to become discouraged if progress feels slow or setbacks occur. Cultivating patience within yourself, especially when it feels like you're taking two steps forward and one step back, is key. Trusting yourself is a lifelong journey, and like any relationship, it deepens with time and experience. Embrace the process, knowing that each challenge you face is an opportunity to strengthen the trust you have within. In the end, these obstacles are not meant to deter you, but to deepen your self-trust. Each challenge is like resistance training, strengthening your ability to trust yourself in a wider range of situations. By approaching these challenges with compassion and resilience, you're not just building self-trust, you're building a foundation that can withstand the uncertainties of life, allowing you to move forward with confidence, authenticity, and peace. Now that we've explored the core concepts and practices of building self-trust, let's dive into how this inner strength plays out in real-life situations. Self-trust isn't just about moments when we're alone, reflecting, or journaling. It's about how we show up in the world, especially in times of pressure, conflict, and decision-making. Think of this segment as the field guide to using self-trust in your everyday life, no matter the challenges. Imagine a scenario where you're faced with a difficult decision at work. Maybe a project requires a bold approach, but there's a risk involved. In moments like these, it's easy to default to people-pleasing or following the crowd. Self-trust, however, allows you to pause, assess the options, and lean into your own sense of what's right, even if it's not the most popular choice. Practicing self-trust here isn't just about confidence. It's about tuning into the quiet knowing within yourself, trusting that your values and intuition are reliable guides. Another powerful context for self-trust is within relationships. We often look to others for validation or reassurance, especially in close relationships. But self-trust reminds us that our value and decisions don't hinge on others' approval. When you trust yourself, you bring an inner sense of security into your relationships, reducing dependence on others to fill that role. This opens the door to more authentic, balanced connections, one where you're not swayed by fear of disapproval or conflict. Let's talk about facing setbacks. When things go wrong, it's natural to doubt yourself or feel regret over your choices. But self-trust means seeing setbacks as a part of the journey, rather than a sign of personal failure. Imagine being able to hold yourself through difficult moments without falling into harsh self-criticism. This is what self-trust looks like in action, an unwavering belief that even when things don't go as planned, you have the resilience and wisdom to learn and adapt. Another practical area is goal setting and pursuing dreams. Often we have ideas of what we want to be, but hesitate, fearing the unknown or failure. Self-trust empowers you to take those first steps, to believe that however the outcome, you'll be able to handle it. Think of it as the courage to pursue your path without needing guarantees. It's trusting that your choices will lead you to growth, even if the journey looks different than expected. Self-trust also changes how you handle boundaries and self-care. Picture a time when you need to say no, protect your time, or assert your needs. It's easy to feel guilty or worry about letting others down, but when you trust yourself, you're able to set your boundaries confidently, knowing that they're rooted in self-respect and self-care. Self-trust gives you the assurance to honor your needs without feeling the weight of the external expectations. Lastly, let's talk about the long-term journey of self-trust. It's not something that's achieved. There will be days when self-doubt creeps in, or external influences shake your confidence. But remember, Each experience, whether it strengthens or challenges your self-trust, is a part of your journey. Over time, these experiences build a more resilient, grounded sense of self-trust that carries you through the highs and lows of life. As we wrap up today's episode on building unbreakable trust, I want you to take a moment to acknowledge the journey you're already on. Trusting yourself isn't about having all the answers or never feeling doubt. It's about cultivating a steady foundation, an inner knowing that no matter what life brings, you have strength, the wisdom, and the courage to move forward. Remember, self-trust is a practice, a choice that we make each day to lean into our intuition, honor our boundaries, and stand by our decisions. Some days it may feel strong and unshakable. Other days it may waver. But each time you return to it, you reinforce that foundation, making it stronger and more resilient. Let this journey be one of patience and compassion as you nurture this essential relationship with yourself. If you're finding these conversations helpful, don't forget to check out the Metanoia Madness workbook. It's filled with prompts, exercises, and insights designed to deepen your personal growth and help you apply these principles in your own life. Head over to metanoiamadness.com to download your copy and start building that foundation of self-trust today. Thank you for joining me on this path of self-discovery and transformation. If this episode resonated with you, please consider sharing it, leaving a review, or joining the Metanoia Madness community on YouTube and social media. Your support and stories inspire us all, and I'm honored to be on this journey with you. Keep trusting yourself, keep embracing the unknown, and remember that your journey is uniquely yours to create. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.